First of all, Barry, obviously you've arrived with along with a number of other players in the last few weeks. The same thing we ask all new players, are you settling in okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm finding my feet well. It's a good group of boys in there, so it's been easy to adapt into the dressing room.
Does it help sometimes, I wonder, when there's a lot of new players arriving at a club altogether? Is that sometimes useful? You know, obviously you've all come from all sorts of different backgrounds.
Yeah, it probably makes it easier to settle in because so many of the guys are on the same boat, you know, so everyone's helping each other. Like I said, it's a great group of boys, so no one's feeling left out or needing to sort things themselves, you know, there's always help on hand.
You've come a more relatively unusual route to here. So I wonder, firstly, what took you away from Scotland in the first place? Because it's a pretty rare path you've gone, as well as to, you know, go to the countries that you've been to go and play. And secondly, you were obviously happy there because you were away for 4 years altogether, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, it was just the opportunity when I was in Scotland. The opportunity came to go to Lech Poznan, and I didn't know much about it. You know, I went over and seen the place myself, and it looked exciting. So I was like, yeah, why not? You know, nothing to lose. Went over, done well. Then again, opportunity came to go to Turkey, and at that point I was probably a lot more open-minded to go anywhere, so we just went and embraced it and enjoyed it.
It's quite a bold thing to do compared to a lot of footballers. I mean, clearly you're good enough, you could quite happily go ahead and playing league football in Scotland like most of your peers would have done. Does it take a particular different, you know, mindset or approach or view of the world to think, actually, no, I am going to take this challenge?
Yeah, I think an element of bravery, but I think you just need to be a bit open-minded, you know. I've seen guys come where I thought was easy to adapt, like Poland, and struggle, you know. So everyone's different. Good thing is I had my wife, the same boat as me. She was happy to go away and see different places, experience different cultures and languages. So I think that's why we were happy and successful and didn't really miss home as such, you know.
Sometimes people think of football as almost like, you know, pieces in a board game or a computer game these days, and most people just see you playing football and that's it. But actually, to make a move like that, or the two moves you've made, that you've got to experience that as a whole person, not just as a footballer, if you sort of.
Yeah, it was more than just football. It was a chance to go and see parts of the world that you would never see, like I said, experience cultures, languages. So no, it's definitely opened my eyes to see how it's a big world out there, you know. It's not just limited to Britain. No regrets, you know. I love my time away, and I'm sure it's made me grow as a person as much as it is playing football.
And I wonder, does that experience improve you as a footballer as well?
I think so, yeah, because there's so many different aspects of the game you see, different points of view from different countries, different managers. So nowhere is the same, you know. So yeah, of course, taking it all on board gives me a bit more ammunition, as you could say. But you know, it's been back here as a new adventure again, new manager, new ideas. So yeah, we'll see. Hopefully all goes well.
Indeed. Might coming back to the UK also put you more on the radar with Scotland? I mean, you know, the international, given the experience you've got, and now playing in the Championship with, you know, a club that has big aspirations to the Championship, that sounds like the sort of CV for a Scottish international player. Is that something, and still an ambition of yours?
Of course, it's every boy's ambition to play for their country. But like I said, the last few years, if it happens, it happens. You know, I'm not going to stress about it. I just need to focus on doing well for myself, doing well for my club, and see what happens.
What's happening here? I mean, the fans are, as you'll have picked up, very excited. Obviously, I'm sure you're well aware, just in the last 12 months, a lot's happened to the club, but clearly they've got very big plans. As someone who's seen more of football than most, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's exciting times to be at Wolves, you know. I think it's a bit of a transition period. They've clearly shown that they have big ambitions, which as a player is great, because then we need to go and make them ambitions reality. So it gives us a lot of big targets to hit, and you know, we'll take it one game at a time, not get carried away. So yeah, that's where we're at.
And I imagine then the club's ambition, which is obviously to play in the Premier League, presumably now matches your personal ambition as well for the time being.
Of course, you know, it's everyone's dream again to play at the highest level possible, and there's no better league than the English Premier League. Again, we won't get ahead of ourselves, you know, it's going to be a tough season, a lot of good teams. We'll just take it step by step, and hopefully come next summer we'll be speaking differently.